When did your grandfather come to the island?
He came here in the late 1890s, I suppose, when he came across here. And he was the first builder to start developing winter gardens.
And, was his name Cox?
Neil.
Okay, so
it was O'Neill, but he was Irish.
Okay.
Not your dad.
Right.
And it doesn't do it to be Irish. And he couldn't understand a word he says, but he worked on fairgrounds and circuses, and he got crippled up. He had a nasty fall. And because there was no tension in them days, was it? He walked with a big limp, but he used to walk miles here. And he was a bricklayer, so he had brick fireplaces and the chimney.
Yeah.
And then all the asbestos was built around them, wasn't it? There weren't so many brick ones in there.
Yeah.
But he was a master builder. He could build from top to bottom and do the light. No electricity, was it? They were about plumbing and wiring it out, nothing like that.
What was his involvement with Hester?
Old Hester came to the island, and all from a boy, my gran and aunt and my mother used to say, if it weren't for that bloke Hester, we'd have been nice and comfortable now, because he got all the other builders to go in with his mad schemes. He got it all done, didn't he? He didn't build it himself, he got builders involved. Because when he went bust, it was only a few years, I think. Was it 4 years or something?
Something like that.
And, because he bowed out, and he got praised for all his big ideas, but he's another one, got great big ideas, but it never materialised, did it? He overstepped himself. He was going to build this and do that on this mud island. But at the time, there was plot lanes up at Fenchurch Street Station. I think in the old Dutch cottage, I think there used to be a poster in there, if I can remember.
Yeah.
And it's about plots of land. I think it was 30 bob a plot. And you had to have four plots, sunny by 60, for each bungalow, 30 bob, but people just come down here and squatted and took it, didn't they?
Yeah.
They never bought nothing, very few. But he was out after money, and that was the savoury, I think.
Yeah.
Don't you? What it seems to be. But they weren't very pleased with him. And the railway, it used to come...
Monorail, you mean?
It used to come through there, and it was between Rainbow Road and the High Street. So the houses in Rainbow Road back on, the High Street backs on, and this bit in the middle was no man's land.
Yeah.
And even when I was on the council, it belonged to this railway. And then the builders started fencing in and nicking it.
Yeah.
They built little turnings in there and put houses in the road. It gradually all come about, backhanders, crashing on it.
Yeah.
You know, this block. If we'd have only known, we could have put some chicken wire or barbed wire around a big area.
Yeah.
10 years and you'd have been wealthy.
Exactly. So was your grandfather, did he lose a lot of money in
the... Well, no one had a fortune in place, did they?
But
he lost his living and...
He invested in Hester's project.
Yeah, the audience.
And by doing that, he lost out.
They'd done the work for him and never got paid.
Oh, that's why. So
I suppose that's the...
Yeah.
Do the work and he went bust and didn't pay. They don't say nothing about... He didn't pay people, did he?
Right.
And it, Lunstores, that was the station.
Lunstores was the monorail station?
Lunstores, that's... He used to have a stopping part there. Had tea rooms and a hall there and things like that.
Yeah.
Buckets and spades and restaurant. Quite nice. And they used to sit on this old monorail. Each side, like, there's like the centre and the seats there. The centre one. And he got an arm coming out and had a horse on it.
Yeah.
And a boy with a horse on the side pulled him along on the rail from Winter Garden. Well, I've seen different traces of it during the war. Because they had a path, didn't we, with the garden path, raised up.
Yeah.
And all the High Street from the bridge right through Canby Way and the High Street further, all here, it was all raised up, the road was, in them days.
Yeah. With the
big
tiny side. That path is still there, you know, Brian, that goes through.
Part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, part of it's still
part
there.
Part of it. But now, since I left, they smashed hell out of it, they have.
Yeah.
And it's the right of way. They keep diverting it to build houses. And there's a pathway here, Rainbow Road, into Clarendon. Is it Clarendon Road?
Might be, I know.
That old Narrapa. Well, that was wide. You can get a awesome car through there.
Was it?
When I was a boy, because I lived in there. But they gradually build up, see, a nick a bit.
Yeah.
And it's a little narrow, you can't pass now.
It's been like that for at least for the last 40 years. Was your granddad ever bitter about not getting paid? Or was he, was he still sort of like, was he kind of,
was he
swept up by the vision of what Hester's plans were?
No, he just done the work for him, I suppose. He had big ideas, wanted builders, and he wanted this, his winter garden he built.
Yeah.
So the fellas built it, but then there's never anything said about they got paid, did it? He just said he had his big ideas and went bust. Nothing about all the local blokes who don't work for him.
No.
It goes on today.
Yes.
Some of these builders, you'll go and do work for them, and then they won't pay you.
Right.
You know, they're still coming.
Right.
It goes on today. Oh, no, then Esseltite's name, Essel. Esther. I think of the other one in Parliament.
Michael Esseltite.
It was a name that everyone spoke disgust of there, you know. Because they was doing well with their plots of land and what have you.